Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro and Micro News for Thursday, the 8th of August, 2024, a daily podcast covering macro and micro news that's relevant to the UK. By the way, if you want to receive my weekly tips email, visit sharepickers.com/tips. I've got to apologise if you hear some drilling, some banging. There's some renovation going on in the house here. It's non-stop. But let's take a look at the markets here. Okay, FTSE, it's all down today pretty much. FTSE 100 down 1%. FTSE 250 down 1.2%. Small cap is down 0.48%. The AMOL share is down 0.74%. Looking at commodities, Brent crude is down a smidge again at, 0.78% to $78 a barrel. Gold is holding strong. That tells you a lot there. $2,434 an ounce there, up just 0.8%. Copper, very interesting, hit a five-month low yesterday. Now, you've got to pay attention to what's happening there amongst the commodities. When gold is high and it's staying high and the oil is down and copper hit a five-month low, you know, that's suggesting economic worries abound. Of course, copper is regarded as Dr. Copper. It's a barometer of global economic health. And when you see sort of superpowers like, America slowing, China slowing, that's generally not good for commodities apart from gold. Okay, let's look at some macro news. Story number one. The UK's largest employers have warned the jobs market is cooling amid a slowdown in wage growth in July and a fall in vacancies, extending an almost two-year downturn in hiring demand for permanent staff. Figures from the Recruitment and Employment Confederation and the accountancy firm KPMG showed a fall in permanent staff placements in July as large employers made more redundancies and hired fewer new starters. The Bank of England closely watches these figures and recently said that resilient wage settlements and service sector price increases are likely to drive headline inflation above its 2% target within months. But that measure is then likely to fall back to 1.7% in 2 years' time, then to 1.5% in 2027. I don't understand that. How on earth do they know that inflation is going to be 1.5% in 2027? Did they predict inflation happening? No, they didn't. They were too late to raise interest rates. So how on earth they can say, with all confidence, it's going to be 1.7% in 2 years' time and then 1.5% in 2027? It's nonsense. It's an absolute nonsense. They have no idea what the price is going to be like or what the wage growth is going to be like in 2 years' time or commodities are going to be like. You know, you all see what happened when Russia invaded Ukraine. It throws everything, you know, out of the plan. Anyway, financial markets expect the Bank of England to keep interest rates on hold at 5% when policymakers meet on the 19th of September before it resumes cutting in November. City investors predict the base rate could then be cut to about 3.5% before year end. Story two, used electrical vehicle sales increased by 52.6% over Q2, leading an overall increase across all fuel types of 7.2%, according to the latest data from the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders. The overall increase represents the sixth consecutive quarter increase for used car sales in the UK. Transactions have risen in every month of the year, with the first 6 months up by 6.8%, marking the best growth since 2016 and the best first half since 2019. Year to date, the market is now just 3% below pre-pandemic levels, so still below that. Increasing numbers of used car buyers are switching to battery electric vehicles, with its highest ever market share for used EVs, but it's still only at 2.4%, but it's up from 1.7% the same period last year. Macro story number two. Rachel Reeves wants UK pension funds to unlock billions in investment and deliver for British savers by following the Canadian model. The Chancellor is considering consolidating local government pension schemes currently fragmented into 86 individual funds and 6 million members to pool their £360 billion of resources. It comes as she met with the so-called Maple 8 group of Canadian retirement funds at a roundtable in Toronto on Wednesday during a three-day North American trip. Funds like the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan and the Canada Pension Plan are significant infrastructure investors, including the UK, and Reeves wants UK schemes to follow that model. Okay, story number four. This is quite interesting. This is a Kobisi letter. This is on Twitter, at Kobisi letter. And this person posted last night, and they're very big on US economics. And he said, this is concerning. The US unemployment rate has risen for four consecutive months, the longest streak since the 2008 financial crisis. Over the last 75 years, every time unemployment has risen for four consecutive months, the US economy has entered a recession. The jobless rate has surged from 3.8% in March to 4.3% in July, its highest level since October 2021. And this person says the US labor market is contracting. Okay, some micro news. First coming up, Celebrus Technologies, the data solutions provider, is pleased to report a recent contract win with a new customer and an upsell to an existing customer, both in the leisure and travel sector, contributing an aggregate approximately $700,000 in annual recurring revenue. The new customer win is a three-year Celebrus platform contract with a leading global airline, which adds to the group's presence in the travel and leisure sector. So the market cap is $109 million. Share price is $276, target price $450. Forecast revenue is for $34.8 million this year versus $32.6 million last year. Profit before tax forecast is $6.1 million, up from $5.6 million last year. Second bit of news. Concurrent Technologies, a designer and manufacturer of leading-edge computer products, systems, and mission-critical solutions used in high-performance markets by some of the world's major OEMs, announces an expansion to its single largest ever contract. So this is further to the announcement on the 20th of June. Concurrent says they secured an additional uplift of $1.52 million to its $4.46 million contract with a major US defense and aerospace prime contractor to supply computer plug-in cards. Total contract value now is worth $5.98 million. Their market cap is around about $100 million. Share price $121, target price $165. H1 trading update, they said the company expects to report record results the first half with revenue of approximately $16.8 million versus $12.1 million last year for the half year, and profit before tax of $2 million. Now, forecast revenue there is $34 million versus $31.7 million. Adjusted profit before tax forecast is for $4.4 million. They're on a P of around about 22, so not cheap, but we are at war around the world. So these guys, good in business, they're doing very well, in demand. Thirdly, Good Energy achieves B Corp certification, the global standard for purpose-led businesses. UK B Corp saw an average turnover, this is for the entire group of companies that have this certification, they saw an average turnover growth of 26% between 2017 and 2020, compared to a national average of 5%. The median B Corp impact score for the businesses which have completed this impact assessment is 50.9. Good Energy score is 118.5. They have a market cap of 46 million, share price 250, target price £5, revenue 254 million. Profit before tax is expected to triple over the next 2 years to 9 million, and they do have a nice cash pile of about 21 million. Okay, Jarvis Securities, Jim's ticker there. It's a holding company for Jarvis Investment Management, a stockbroking company and outsourced service provider for bespoke tailored financial administration. They are undergoing, which is an issue here for them, a skilled person regulatory review instigated by the FCA about their systems. And Jarvis cannot, without FCA consent, accept new clients from certain of its existing Model B corporate clients until a skilled person provides sufficient assurances about the relevant systems and controls. Now, they started this in September 2022. And they said back then it would take 3 to 6 months. It's still ongoing. Anyway, they released interim results for the year to 30th of June 2024. 12% decrease in revenue to 6.5 million versus 7.3. 28.9% decrease in profit before tax from 3.8 to 2.7. Cash under administration decreased 15.5%. They've got a market cap of 25 million. Currently, cash they have is 5.9 million. Next, Gnarl, a leading marketing and services business focused on the UK consumer legal market, is pleased to provide. They're all pleased, aren't they? All companies are pleased to release news. It doesn't matter how bad the news is. Anyway, they're pleased to provide a trading update for the first half of its current financial year, covering 6 months to the 30th of June 2024. The group has traded in line with board's expectations. Revenues for the period are expected to be 19.4 million versus 21 million last year, while operating profit is expected to be broadly in line with last year, which was 1.8 million. Profit before tax, or loss before tax last year, was 43k. Net debt decreased 7% to 9 million, down from sort of 9.7. Market cap 25 million. What's the share price doing at the moment? Gnarl, it's up 6% to 58 pence. Revenue is forecast to be 38.5 million for the year, adjusted profit before tax 2.1 million. What's next? Ocean Harvest Technology, leading researcher, OHT is ticker, and developer of proprietary blended seaweed products as a functional additives for the global animal feed industry, reports findings of significant benefits from the inclusion of its ocean feed swine in sow diets. I don't know why that makes me laugh there. Imagine measuring that stuff. Anyway, the results delivered additional revenue of over $24 per sow per year under current economic conditions, which OHT believes results in an approximate 5% improvement in profit per sow. Profit per sow. That's exactly how they should put it on their financial reports. Rather than profit for tax, profit per sow. Anyway, they've got a market cap of 11 million. What's the share price at the moment? They are up 11.11%, 10 pence. Last year's revenue was 3.3 million, net loss of 3.4 million. On the 23rd of July, they issued a profit warning. They said reported profit for H1 is expected to be approximately 950,000 euros, which is 46% lower than reported revenue for H1 2023. They did say they now expect to report materially lower revenue in 2024 than previously forecast. It's never something you want to read if you're a shareholder. Full year to the 31st of December 2023, they had cash of 2.6 million euros and receivables financing facility of up to 2 million in place, putting OHT in a strong financial position. I don't know if they're that strong now, to be honest with you. One of my stocks I like very much, I do hold Good Energy as well, by the way, but Ramsden's, the more I look at this, the more I like it. Director buys today, Simon Herrick, non-executive director, acquired 4,865 shares at £2.4, which is around about 10 grand, and Mark Smith, FD, financial director, acquired also a similar amount, 10 grand's worth. Simon now holds 50 grand worth of shares. Mark holds 70 grand worth of shares. By the way, they just announced a record profit for tax for 2024 of £11 million. Listen to the rest of the reports just come out. And listen to this company here. By the way, they're opening around about 10 stores a year. That's equivalent to $5 million in revenue with a 12% profit before tax margin. On top of the 170 roundabout stores they already have, they're targeted for 300 stores, PE less than 8. They have a progressive dividend policy, currently yielding over 5%. Market cap, $64 million. Share price at the moment, about 2.4. Target price, 3.5. That will keep increasing. I'm biased. I hold stock. But the stores are profitable. They're dealing in, you know, very resilient business lines. For example, gold, all-time high. Pawnbroking, still growing. It's cost of living crisis. This is a very resilient business model, and it's carried out, tried and tested formula by a very experienced team of, you know, of managers. CEO Peter Kenyon holds over 3% of stock. I like this company. The market's not seeing it. Sooner or later, this will pop. Look, about 2.12 is resistance. If it goes above that, in fact, 2.10 is resistance. If it closes at 2.12, start of an uptrend. Just, this is not investment advice. I hold the stock. I'm very biased. Do some research, your own research. It's your money, not mine. That's it for the news today. By the way, if you want to receive my weekly tips email letter, then go to sharepickers.com/tips. That's T-I-P-S. Thanks for listening. Speak tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.